This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns. He joins us today to talk about a couple of very important subjects. Number one, he was the lead Senate sponsor of a bill repealing the 1099 provision in the president's health care plan. We've talked about that a number of times. That's the one that would have added a whole lot more federal paperwork, specifically from the IRS, for small businesses anytime they ran up a tab more than $600 with a specific vendor. Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Well, this is obviously the one part that's been repealed now of the president's health care plan. He's promised to sign it, so no problems there. In the end, this was a very lopsided vote. When you first brought this up last year, there was quite a bit of opposition, certainly across the aisle. What was the key, you think, in terms of making this such an easy decision for members on both sides of the aisle?
You know, I think the key really was we heard from people who were going to be affected by this. You know, 40 million businesses were going to be impacted by this really unnecessary mandate that said you have to file a 1099 form for any purchase over $600 of goods and services. And that affected everybody. And they weighed in, and they weighed in strong. You know, phones were ringing, and mail was flying, and emails and everything else. And I think it just became very clear that trying to stick with this requirement in the health care bill was a losing proposition.
In the end, the Senate passed the House version, although the Senate initially passed it first this year. That's just kind of the way the process worked. But before final passage, there was an attempt, I noticed, from Senator Menendez on the Democratic side to make it conditional based on premiums not rising. Perhaps you can add a little more insight into what he was planning there. But what did you make of that, and why do you think it failed?
It failed because it would have sidetracked the effort. There's just no question about it. Had this passed, it wouldn't have been an amendment to the House bill. So off we go into Never Never Land again. You would have a situation where you'd have a House bill that provided one thing. You'd have a Senate bill that provided something different. And so, you know, we've been down that road so many times, and I think that's why it failed. And the other thing, even if you had a good idea, and I would argue that this was defeated on the merits, but even if you could say, well, the Menendez amendment was a good idea, attach it to something else. Why would you attach it to this bill and hold up its passage when, you know, there was over 80 senators who wanted to see the 1099 provision repealed ultimately? So I think there was just a whole host of reasons why his amendment failed, and failed pretty significantly.
Senator, you and I talked a lot about the president's health care plan as it was being debated. This is the one area that he admitted he was willing to allow a repeal of a certain provision to take place. Anywhere else you plan to at least nibble around the edges of the president's plan?
I don't like the health care plan, period. I'm one of those that have signed on to total repeal, and so I don't want to ever create the impression that we can, you know, nip it a little bit here and tuck this a little bit and tweak it, and all of a sudden it's a acceptable piece of legislation. It isn't. But I would have to imagine that there will be other attempts to change provisions and maybe even repeal provisions. There's now a whole bunch of talk because of the lawsuits on the individual mandates. So I don't think we've seen the last chapter on the health care bill by any stretch of the imagination.
Last question on this before we get to the budget. I remember talking to you before and you saying that if the 1099 provision were to stay in, it could potentially cost jobs. Explain again why that is and what that'll mean now for small businesses that they won't have to deal with this.
Well, the small businesses were going to have to deal with a huge paperwork requirement. I mean, just think about a rancher who drives a cattle truck into town and pulls in to fuel it up. Well, that might be the first purchase at that gas station, or it might be the last for the year. You just don't know. And so, you know, here this rancher is going to have to trace that. And on and on and on, your computer services, your phone service, your electrical bill. You know, if you go to the local office supply store and buy office supplies, I mean, this just impacted everything. And so that money spent to generate 1099 forms, whether it was spent through your accountant or a new computer program or whatever, was going to be hugely substantial when you cast this across the United States. So now that this goes away, that capital that would have had to be used to do that can be used to build the business and hopefully hire employees.
Nebraska Republican Senator Mike Johanns, lead sponsor of the effort to repeal the 1099 provision of the president's health care plan in the U.S. Senate. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.